Joy, I guess it went really good there as they were wrapping up with Raven to start off on the fantasy dates.
And they went good. Apparently, I would say the best, because he gave her the rose first at the ceremony. So
yeah, that was critical right there. They're still in Finland, by the way. It looks very cold. Let's go in to Rachel and her date. And what did you think about all of that that went on with Rachel?
I mean, the producers made it look like they had a great time. Mm-hmm. I think she finally opened up to him and, you know, she told him that she was falling in love, and his reaction was, you know, that he was falling for her too. And I mean, it looked like they had a great date. So I was a little shocked. I mean, I knew she wasn't going to stay, obviously, but
right.
I just expected it not to go so well, I think.
I thought it went well too. And maybe in the back of his mind, technically he hasn't met her dad yet, right?
Right.
See, that's a big one. That was fine and dandy. I want to move on to Vanessa, who has been your pick since day number one. Vanessa has been the one that you said, this is what's going to happen here. First off, they jumped on their date. They jumped into frozen water in whatever kind of underwear that Nick was wearing. Can I just say that was not good.
It was kind of like Speedos, but they were boy shorts, in a way. They were not very attractive.
No, and hats off to him. I guess he could probably pull it off, but... No, we don't want him to pull it off, but it was very crazy. They jump in freezing cold water. They had to cut through the ice to get in there, and then they go back into the sauna, and she seemed to be digging it more than he was.
Yeah, after the first time or two, she was really having a good time. Definitely not my idea of fun, but
no. Whatever.
Floats their boat.
The sauna sounds like a good time, but freezing into a frozen lake in Finland, I guess you really find out what you're made of right there. But the big thing with this combo right here, I know you've said Vanessa the whole time, but she's a Canadian and he's an American, you know?
Yeah, and that there's a lot of conflict between the two of them whenever they really talk about, you know, the real life stuff, because, you know, she said she's very traditional. Her family's traditional. They meet every Sunday for dinner, and I think that scares him a little bit, because he said he's had some relationships in the past that the family was kind of so involved that they had to be there, you know, for everything. And he doesn't want that. And they still haven't hashed out really where they're going to live. I think they're both kind of stuck in their own ways. But I think in a way that they want it to look that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want it to look like they have more conflict than the other girls.
Okay.
So that we don't think he picks her, but I really do think he ends up picking her. I love the way he is with Raven. I think that they almost act like little kids. They have a lot of fun together. They laugh a lot, and I think that's important in a marriage, obviously, since I married you.
Yeah, because we laugh a lot. You weren't married before my looks. I know that much.
Oh, no. But I think that he just, I think him and Vanessa just have a really, really strong connection, and you can see it. I think he acts different with her than he does the other girls.
Well, it ends up Rachel does not get the rose. It's going to go down to Raven versus Vanessa next week on the show. Rachel is the new bachelorette, and we knew that like a couple weeks ago they announced it, and we were all wondering how it's going to end out there. So we'll see what happens, and I'm not going to really talk about the women tell all, because I couldn't understand any of that. I didn't understand it.
It was just terrible. Yeah, it's just a cat fight, and all the girls are talking and screaming at the same time, and it makes my head hurt.
Yes. It is the most unrealistic reality show on television. We're saying Vanessa's what it's going to be. So make sure you check it out, and we'll keep you up to date right here. Joy, my love, you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, baby.
I love you.
Love you too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
Yeah, that Bachelor show, that's just a whole other realm of reality. Vanessa's who we're saying. Eric Church right now. This is Song About a Girl. Good morning, Z100.